Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, released in 1975. That's the Eagles with Take It to the Limit on the Morning Zoom. I'm Marissa Lennox in for Andy today.
And I'm Jane. And I'm wondering if you have had a cataract procedure or if you know someone who's had their cataracts removed. As we get older, this becomes an important conversation, especially for us younger Zoomers who may not fully understand how cataracts can impede our eyesight. June is Cataract Awareness Month, and here in studio to help us understand the condition is Dr. Natasha Dang. Doctor, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
For anyone who might not know, what exactly is a cataract and how common are they, particularly as we age?
When your natural lens becomes cloudy, usually as a function of age, but not always, that's what we call a cataract. And cataracts are extremely common. Approximately 600,000 cataract surgeries are performed in Canada alone every year.
Mm. Wow. So how do you know if it might be time to inquire about whether your cataracts need to be removed? What are the symptoms?
I think one of the first symptoms of the lens inside the eye aging that we all experience, and this actually starts quite early, can start as early as your 40s, early 40s, 42, is this inability to read small print as easily as we once could. So that's sort of the first sign of the lens aging and becoming less flexible. A little bit later, the lens actually starts to become cloudy. And if you're noticing that you just don't feel as comfortable driving at night as you once did, maybe you see some glare and halos, that can be a sign of cataract. Other potential signs of cataract are also feeling like your glasses are dirty or have a smudge in them and you just can't get them clean.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like it's not always obvious though, right? It's like it can sneak up on you and you might think it's something else.
It can present in very different ways, and vision is so personal. I find different people will perceive the change in different ways. So for example, artists or graphic designers will come in and they'll say, my color perception isn't the same. Colors aren't as vivid. But, someone who drives a transport truck for a living will say, I see these terrible glare and halo. I don't feel safe driving anymore. And so people will come in with different kinds of complaints depending on, I think, what their needs are and what their lifestyle is. And then neurally also how they're wired is different.
So if you're having some of these symptoms, do you go to your family doc first or go to an eye doctor first? How does that
go? You can go to either. So I'm an ophthalmologist, and ophthalmologists are surgeons who treat cataracts. But to sort of get to us, the stepping stone is either seeing your family physician and mentioning that you feel like your vision's blurry. More commonly, I would say patients come to us through their optometrist, because one of the signs of cataract that people don't always realize, like to your point, Marissa, is you can have sudden changes in prescription. And your optometrist may find that even with adjusting your prescription, nothing feels quite right to you. They can't get you to 20/20 anymore. And that's what will prompt them to say, look, I don't think we should update your glasses. I think it's time to move on to the next step because we can't fix this with glasses or contacts.
Let's talk prevention. Are there ways to prevent cataracts or at least slow it down? Or is it just a normal part of aging?
Both things are true. So I think if you live long enough, you're likely to develop a cataract. But it is a function of genetics, lifestyle, health, a little bit of luck as well. But a common risk factor that's in all of our control, some of us I think don't realize, is UV exposure. So for example, in the UK, in places that are very cloudy and don't have a lot of UV, only about 30% of people will need to have cataract surgery. In an environment like ours here, with a little more UV exposure, about 50% will need to have treatment for cataracts. And in somewhere like Cusco, Peru, where you're very high up, almost 100% of people need to have cataract surgery. So it's very different depending on your UV exposure.
So wear proper sunglasses.
Wear proper sunglasses.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is there an age around which you might, the average age of having your cataracts removed?
I would say most of the time it's 60s, 70s. That tends to be what I see these days for cataract removal. Sometimes we do see cataracts in younger people, even 30s, 40s, and 50s, more commonly so in patients who are diabetic or who've had a history of trauma, but it can happen at any age.
We know it instinctively, but I want you to spell it out for the audience. How important are regular eye exams?
critical, very important in terms of eye screening. Like we discussed, some of the signs and symptoms can be quite subtle, and I think it's so important to monitor your ocular health.
Okay. Ophthalmologist Dr. Natasha Dang, thank you so much for coming in to the Zoomerplex.
Thank you for having me.
And for more information, go to seethefullpicture.ca.